grateful to you, Annie.
You are, sir?
You're being very brave. Now, this won't take long, and you might well be helping us to find out who killed your master.
I might, sir.
Yes, indeed. Now, I understand that your duties included cleaning in this room.
Yes, sir.
Did anyone else do so as well?
No, sir. It was my job. The master picked me out special.
Very good. And did he give you any special instructions?
Sir?
Well, did he ask you not to disturb the papers on his desk? Anything like that?
Oh, I see. Well, yes, he did ask me that. I never did, not once.
No, of course he didn't. Now, think carefully, Annie. Was there anything else in this room that he asked you never to touch? Anything else at all?
Well, yes, sir. There was.
You'll have given her quite a standing with the rest of the staff. I helped Sherlock Holmes. She'll be telling that story for years.
She deserves all the attention she can get.
You really think she's given us the answer?
She was forbidden to go near two things. The surface of the desk and this display cabinet. What other explanation could there be?
Well, perhaps these are the rarest souvenirs, the most valuable.
There are far more exotic items in the other cases. Well, now, let's have a look at the door. Well, well.
What?
It isn't locked. The perfect smoke screen. Now,
Holmes!
Relax, Doctor. I told you, cheap trinkets for undemanding tourists. Now, let me see. Harden was even cleverer than I thought. Ah.
What is it, a safe?
Yes, with a most individual style of lock. A mysterious cylinder goes in and turns. Et voila.
What's inside?
This. Behold the item that the late Mr. Harden was at such pains to conceal from the world.
A checkbook.
A checkbook. In the name of... Fascinating. In the name of Mr. John Smith.
I simply don't understand this at all.
Well, Mr. Holmes, can you explain this madness?
I doubt very much if madness is involved, Mr. Phillips. This checkbook is a most interesting document.
Yes, the latest in a long series, if the serial numbers are correct.
Are the counterfoils filled in?
With admirable clarity. The baffling Mr. Smith has been writing out his checks with the precision of a chronometer. One every month, always on the first, always for £20... and always payable to... Well, and always payable to Mr. John Smith.
This is ludicrous.
On the contrary, it makes perfect sense, as of the fact that the last three checks are not for £20, but for 200.
Mr. Holmes, if this makes sense to you, then for heaven's sake, explain it to me.
I should prefer to wait until I have all the facts at my disposal.
And how long will that take, pray?
Not long. Not long at all.
At last, I was beginning to think they'd locked you up in a vault.
Yeah, they would have liked to. Sir, this is the oldest and most exclusive bank in the city. You're not in the habit of handing out our clients' confidential details to private investigators.
So you drew a blank?
Certainly not. I obtained all the information I needed.
How?
I threatened them with a lestrade. A top-level investigation by Scotland Yard. The prospect was so horrific, they practically welcomed me with open arms.
Well done.
The official force does have its uses, after all, it seems.
What did you discover?
Not here. Let's get back home.
Oh, that's better.
Well, don't get too comfortable. We'll be off out again soon. Your leg will stand in.
Oh, certainly.
Good man, good man.
But I'm not stirring from this chair until you've told me what happened at the bank.
What happened was that my theories were proved correct. As I suspected, the majority of the checks were simply cashed over the counter.
Well, surely that was obvious. Why else would Smith make them out to himself?
Well, quite. But also, as I suspected, the final three checks were paid into another quite separate account. Almost certainly by another quite separate man.
Oh, dear God. We're dealing with more than one John Smith?
I believe so. Fortunately...
Oh, please, Holmes, no dramatic pauses.
No, you know, you take all the
fun out of this sometimes. Fortunately, I discovered...